To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It is Dukes and Bell with our guest host. It's Mike and Friends, as it takes a village to replace Carl when he takes a long vacation. Here on 99 The Game, live from the Ticketmaster Studios. Mike, you're here, of course, on the morning shift. I steal him for another day tomorrow, and then back to your duties on Thursday doing the post game.
Sleeping in's been good.
How man. Nice is that?
Dude, took the kids to daycare today for the second time this entire calendar year. They were so confused when I woke them up this morning. They were like, Daddy, what are you doing here?
I do not miss morning drive radio, man.
I love it, dude.
I love sleeping in.
I love doing the morning.
Get your whole day
once you're
out the door at 9.
9 a.m. It's like, all right, see y'all later, man.
I'm sure this guy's got a 24-hour day because he is the coach of the Conference USA Champs. We had him on the show a couple of weeks ago, and it's great to get him on as he is now on his way to the Myrtle Beach Bowl with his Owls. Jerry Mack, ask yourself, who's DeMack? First off, congratulations, Coach, on that big win over Jacksonville State. And do you have to answer this because I don't want to get you in trouble, but yes, I put my money where my mouth is. I bet on the Owls, and you didn't let me down on Friday night. Congrats.
I appreciate it. You're exactly right. I have no comment on that statement.
I will say this, though. That game, it was there was a lot of ups and downs and big momentum shifts. You know, I mean, I know you get the safety and then they had the fumble. And is it just a testament to your coaching staff, how the guys kept their cool?
Well, it's a testament to the players. You know, we talked about it at the beginning of the season. You know, something's good is going to happen. Something bad is going to happen. We got to be able to ride the emotional roller coaster of how a game, the ebbs and flow of a football game. And, you know, we captured the momentum with the safety and then lost the momentum on the opening kickoff return after the safety. But the guys stayed focused. They continued to work, continued to pound, and they just kept believing. And when we had an opportunity to close the game and win the game, we flipped the field and drove the ball down the field. And, you know, obviously the rest was history.
Coach, I want to ask you, bring you in on a conversation we were just having with Raheem Morris just a minute ago. He just left the studio, and I was kind of asking him what his coaching style is, and particularly for him, it was after a big loss this past weekend. But what's your coaching style that, you know, who was your kind of mentor in the business that you kind of leaned back on and taught you how to react, not only after, you know, big victories, but big losses and some of the big moments you guys have had this season?
Yeah, just so many different people. I've learned so much from all the different people that I've had opportunity to touch. I think one thing I've done is I've studied a lot of different coaches and a lot of different coaching style as I've molded mine. And I think you got to do what's best fits your style and your personality. You know, I worked for Doug Peterson with the Jacksonville Jaguars. Obviously, you know, he won a Super Bowl with the Philadelphia Eagles. I had an opportunity to work with Mike Bloomgren, who worked under David Shaw, and kind of have that vision on how to build some programs as well. So it's just been so many different people. I've had a chance to do NFL internships and sit in buildings and see how Rex Ryan, when I was doing my first internship with the New York Jets, inspired the group. So, man, I've just kind of took dibbles and dabs and different pieces from everybody and just kind of what best fits Jerry Mack. And at the end of the day, you know, I consider myself a player's coach and a coach's coach. And when I say that, I mean that my job is to try to give the coaches everything as possible to make sure that they can be the best version of themselves to get their group to perform at the highest level. And from a coach's and from a player's coach perspective, my job is to try to make sure the players have everything they need in their power to make sure they can perform the best. So, you know, I'm just, you know, it's kind of servant leadership. You know, I'm around the building trying to figure out what needs to be done, what do everybody need so I can make sure they have it. And they just use me. And I love to be used like that and just kind of continue to inspire and lead.
Conference USA champion Kennesaw State. It's the head coach, Jerry Mack, with us here, guys, on the WadeFord.com hotline. Speaking of resources, when you're in a school like KSU, to get those guys in the changing landscape of college football, you know, Amari Odom came over from Wofford. How does that look, and how do you build on the success for next season?
Well, you got to keep recruiting. I think no day you come in this building right now, just, you know, in this break that we're talking on the phone, we're sitting here looking at guys that have already decided they're going to go into the portal. We're looking to continue to look at the high school guys who are going to sign in the second period of the high school signing. So, like, you just got to continue to try to build the talent around the building and continue to bring good talent in the building. We understand the transfer portal is real. We understand guys are going to leave for potential other opportunities. But we also understand there's some guys out there that want some opportunities to play at Kennesaw State. And it's our job to try to find those young people and try to bring them in our building that best fits us.
Yeah, I'm curious to get your you know, input from that standpoint. I've heard a couple college coaches kind of say here recently, it's like, hey, we understand, you know, where we are as a program, and we tell guys all the time, like, look who we've sent to bigger Division I programs. Now, I don't know that that's necessarily the message that you put out, but, you know, look, I'm buddies with Antoine Petway. He's another Bama grad just like myself. I talked to him a good bit, and I think that that's probably some of the stuff he's going through over there at Kennesaw State. So what's the message to guys as you try to bring them in, some guys that might be lesser known, to say, hey, we'll give you an opportunity over here at Kennesaw State?
I think that's the key word. The key word here at Kennesaw State is opportunity. And everybody is different in their development, in their growth. You have some guys that have been at those Power Four schools that wasn't receiving as many reps or opportunities as they would like. So they've been in the glitz and glamour. They got the big dollars. And, you know, they feel like, hey, that was not for me. I want a place where I can go and have success and win. And then you got the guys that are from smaller schools that, hey, look, they never did get recruited a certain way, or they want the glitz and glamour and they want to feel a certain way. And, you know, they decide to move on from our place and go somewhere else. So there's so many moving parts. I think one thing people got to understand, every young person's hopes and dreams are just different. You know, there's a lot of kids, they're not chasing money. They truly are chasing an opportunity to get on the field and come play now for a conference champion. And those are the guys that we want to find. We want to find those guys that's hungry, because you can make all your hopes and dreams come true at Kennesaw State. You just got to get in the building and see.
I won't put you on the spot, but your continued success gets people looking at you for other jobs as well. Next job for you is coming fast, man. 9 days away, Western Michigan, Myrtle Beach Bowl. What do you know about these guys? Because I know you're recruiting, you're talking to us, but you also got to get ready for bowl games. I know you want to get that 11th win.
Yeah, I mean, this is a physical football team we play. When you look at their team, when you look at the part of the world they're in, they have big, strong, physical men. They play a different style of football than we play down south. They're going to try to impose their will, and they still have enough athleticism to play in space. So, like, they're a conference champion as well. You know, Coach Lance Taylor, me and him have known each other 15, 20 years or so. So, like, they're a well-coached team, and they are building their program. I think this is their second bowl in a row. So, you know, they're doing some things at a high level right now.
Yeah, you're speaking about Lance Taylor. I just mentioned Antoine Petway, who's a Bama grad, Mike. Lance Taylor was at Bama the same time as Antoine Petway. They go back a long way as well, Coach. So that's funny, kind of bring those guys up. And how big is the opportunity to go through a bowl practice, right? I mean, I think that was one of the biggest things for me when I was playing. It's like bowl practice is almost like an extra training camp before you get to the spring, right? You get a chance to get those 3 weeks and understand and identify the talent you have moving towards the next season.
Oh, man, we love it. We love an opportunity to get out there and continue to develop some of those guys that, you know, we felt like or feel like could be really good players for us next year. Matter of fact, tomorrow and the next day, we call it what we have, the Dust Bowl. And it's going to be all the young developmental guys, and we're going to put the ball down, and we're going to let them scrimmage for about 20 plays and see who's kind of came along this past year.
Well, hey, man, we're glad to have you on the show a few weeks ago. It looked like you had a chance to win the conference. You win the conference. Now off to the bowl game. Continue success, Coach, and have a great holiday season.
Good stuff.
No problem. Appreciate you guys.
You got it, man. Jerry Mack right there from Kennesaw. And again, we talked about it. You know, UCF, that's how they started, as, you know, air quotes, you know, commuter school. And then getting the passion. Georgia State has tried to do it, and they've had some bumps in the road. They've got the facility. Now, I saw somebody the other day on Twitter. It's like, you need to expand the stadium.
Yeah, I know.
Action at the fraction. I was like, baby steps.
Fifth, third bank needs to become fifth, fourth.
But it does, right. It gets more people fired up. And that's how the schools like UCF or USF got to be who they are.
It is interesting, too. And anybody who doesn't understand this, Antoine Petway way, is the head men's basketball coach at Kennesaw State. He came from Alabama. He was there, you know, for a good amount of time when I was in school. I think he graduated maybe a year or two before I got there. 03-04 was in the Elite Eight, the whole big thing with him. And Lance Taylor's the same way. Western Michigan, they're playing in the Myrtle Beach Bowl. They were about the same age at Alabama. I'm sure that they're good buddies going back to then. And they both kind of have ridden a similar path to their coaching careers in two different sports. So it's interesting to kind of get that intertwined.
And I don't want to put him on the spot because, you know, he's savoring the victory and all this. But
sure.
Needless to say, when you do win a conference championship and you are climbing that ladder, he was linked to Tulane for a minute after you know, they lost their head coach. He also lists a link to USF. Brian Hartline ended up getting the USF job. But if he continues to build on that success, he will – That's the reality of being Kennesaw State. You will eventually lose your guys like you did in basketball a couple years ago.
It just is what it is, right? I mean, and I think that you have to answer those questions. Right. You talk about bringing guys into the portal. I think that that's one of the first things you have to deal with, right? The portal's wide open. They're coming and going, hey, I want to come to Kennesaw State. Are you going to be here? You know, everybody's telling me that maybe you're going somewhere else, or there's all these other jobs open, this, that, and the other. And anytime you have success, and unfortunately for, you know, for this kind of program, it's kind of what you're striving for. You want to get a guy hired up, right? That means you're doing really good things in the window you had with him.
Right, but that's the beauty of, I mean, the flip side for the folks who want, I mean, I do want my old college football back. It's that toothpaste does not go back in the tube.
Buddy.
That world is gone. But because you can now offer some things that you never had before legally to get guys to come to KSU and you have a winning program, then you can build on.
First of all, let me just tell you this. I never – took a dime for anybody. I will put my hand on the Bible right now. Never took a dime for anybody. But having Rusty Menzel in studio last week on signing day, Rusty's like, do you want to know what your value would be? No,
right.
Rusty, I don't.
Right.
I don't want to know what my value would be. It's going to make me sick to my stomach.
Right.
They make more nowadays as freshmen in college than I did when I was a rookie in the NFL, Mike. It's
we were
crazy.
Joking around. It's funny because we talked to Chris Lindstrom last week, and this week's guest, the other side of the line, will be Bergeron. He'll be coming in. So we're looking forward to talking to him. One of our favorite guests. But Chris Lindstrom was saying, you know, if there was NIL, no, he loved Addazio at BC. He was, like, totally locked in. And Lindstrom was like, well, look, I had a lot of offers too, but he loved the idea of going to Boston College, which becomes the offensive line factory that it's been for decades. And so he said, no, it wouldn't have mattered. That was his school.
I think that when I look at it, it's not so much the NIL for me. It's the way the transfer portal is now. That's what I really focus on because I got recruited under Mike Shula. He gets fired. We go for a month plus thinking maybe Rich Rodriguez is going to be – you remember that?
Right.
Rich Rodriguez is going to be our head coach.
Oh, man.
Then he turns it down during bowl season, during those bowl practices I was just talking about. And it's – I can't promise myself going back that I wouldn't have, you know, at least dabbled in a transfer portal window. You know what I mean? So it's interesting, and obviously had to stick it out. Nick Saban gets hired at the end of January after saying, I will not be the Alabama head coach. But he ended up coming to be the Alabama head coach, thank God. So it is what it is.
Hey, man, we'll do an expedited version of our daily download. This hour of the show brought to you by Wise Guys Pro Wash. Let Wise Guys lights brighten your holidays. Let the pros do it, man. Now it's time. Get the lights up. So last night I'm watching, and it's funny because I had an investment in that game. Omarion Hampton coming off the IR for the Chargers. I needed just a little bit. I need a little bit.
A little magic.
I had a slight edge over A.J. Brown. You know that A.J. Brown's never going to get the rock like he should
with
the Eagles. But watching that game last night, defense was getting after the Eagles sack, if you didn't see it, Herbert, seven times. But, man, and again, Carl and I have had this conversation with people a lot. Hurts has won a Super Bowl. He looked great making all the throws you need to make to win that Super Bowl and the playoff games. But then he has things like you've seen this year. And it's like Lamar Jackson, neither one is passing the eye test. He really struggled. The tip ball at the end is what it is.
Yeah.
But, man, Hurts, he's in a bad rut right now.
I've seen this version of Jalen Hurts going back as far as I can remember. Jalen Hurts, when he was a freshman at Alabama, was the SEC Offensive Freshman of the Year. Or I'm going to say the Offensive Player of the Year back at Alabama. And then it's you keep going. You don't see the growth. You see a down game. You see a game where there's 100 yards passing. And then eventually it kind of bites him in the butt. And that's when you bring Tua in and halftime the national title game because that's the version of Jalen Hurts you saw in the first half. It's just kind of been what Jalen Hurts is, and I give him a ton of credit. Mike, I love his personality where he steps up to the podium and he says, look, you know, I got to put more on my shoulders. It is what it is. I got to lead this team.
Right.
So you got to love the guy, but eventually he's got to play a better brand of football.
Unreal. And N'Kobe Dean had Herbert dead to rights on a blitz. He's able to move, and Herbert's not 100% either.
How crazy is it? This guy plays 7 days after hand surgery.
Right.
I mean, it is insane that we have
come this
far. I remember
Steve DeBerg one time had like the giant extended finger years ago if you're from a certain age. And we've seen guys with these crazy braces. But you're right, Herbert, man, is toughing it out.
This is nuts.
Story two for the Daily Download. Haynes King is named the ACC Offensive Player of the Year by the AP. You worried about Tech without Buster Faulkner? Or, you know, it's good for Florida, but, you know, I hate to see Brent lose a guy like that. And the resource, of course, Haynes is gone. No more eligibility.
Full disclosure, I actually coached, and Day-Day knows this because he keeps up with these guys. I actually coached Georgia Tech's left tackle all through high school. Ethan McKinney's his name. He's number 78. He was so stoked when he got my college number. He was like, Coach, you're not going to believe it. He gave me 78. So Ethan McKinney was one of my kids. I consider him almost a son when looking back on his time throughout high school. But, yeah, I think you'd be lying to yourself if you're not concerned, right? Buster Faulkner in a lot of ways felt like that program. So did Haynes King. Right. So I think you're split 50-50 on how you feel about either one of those guys exiting, but unfortunately they both exit at the same time, and Brent Key's going to have to pull a rabbit out of his hat to kind of keep that thing going.
Right on. LSU, we found out. Oh, by the way, I saw Lane Kiffin on social media. Go get it. Go win it. Yeah, whatever. LSU assistants returning to Oxford. The tight end coach, Joe Cox, wide receiver coach, George McDonald, Dane Stevens, slot receiver, adding to their offensive coordinator, who's able to coach.
Sure.
Along with Golding, who's taken over as head coach for whatever this run's going to be, starting with a rematch of Tulane, which we don't really need to see, but that's the first round.
Let the jokes fly about Lane Kiffin. He's going to get the bonus if they win, this, that, and the other. He's like, of course you're sending your assistant coaches. You got that bonus in line from LSU that you'll be paid out if they win. Honestly, and I haven't got a chance to talk to you about this. The whole thing's unfortunate. There's not a good part of this. It's unfortunate that the schedule lines up the way it is. It's unfortunate that he leaves. It's unfortunate they have to go back. And it's unfortunate those kids had to be coached by coaches that are kind of dead in the water going, hey, we'll see you later.
Right.
I mean, I don't know how you go through bowl practice as a position coach and go, hey, do it harder. But also, if you don't, I don't really have anything to tell you because I'm leaving in 2 weeks anyway.
It's almost like it's crushed over into the surreal or the bizarro world.
It's crazy.
And everybody said the same things about, this last 72 hours of college football. The bowl games are like, oh, wow, Notre Dame just dumped out of a bowl game. Yeah, because everybody knew the bowl game was going to be the big casualty. And that's why they're going to have to go to 16-game playoff and maybe take some of these, as much as we like these on-campus games, you got to make the bowls viable. And the only way you do that is by pumping these off. You got to take it back off the campus and put these games into neutral sites. Otherwise, the whole bowl system goes out the window.
Well, and I think the biggest problem here, guys, is that you have 82 teams playing in the postseason. Well, you know what I mean? That's a little bit inflated.
Well, the other part of it is, commerce, we've now, just like in March Madness, you're rewarding mediocrity.
Yeah, exactly.
To your point, there's too many bowl games.
Yeah, there's way too many. When they said that the 82nd team has been selected, it's Appalachian State. I'm like, do we really need 82? Have we gotten to a point where we need 82? It's all a money grab anyways, and so I think it's just kind of receding back into where it actually makes, hopefully, financial sense for everybody in the next couple of years.
All right, man, we got our dude. Yes, that Johnson, Mike Johnson, filling in today on Dukes and Bell. A reminder that we got more fun with you with the Falcons and a Thursday night watch party at a great spot, Smith's Old Bar in Midtown.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's Turtle. Watch the Falcons battle the Bucks with Chris. And, of course, fun and shenanigans with Bud Light. Love the Bud Light football toss to win all sorts of prizes. Friend of the Falcons, your team's going to be there. Bud Light shenanigans and prizes and a chance to win an all-inclusive trip for two to Vegas to compete for Super Bowl tickets. How sweet is that? Again, guys, Falcons gear, fun and shenanigans with Chris Turtle Thomas at Smith's Old Bar Thursday night. We'll come back. We got a 4th-and-1. Old Man River. Back to the Colts.
Crazy.
You can't make this stuff up.
Crazy.
Live from the branch.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.